Masechet Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. To reiterate a point that we said in the last Mishnah, we said that Ha'etz is said, the Berachav Ha'etz is said on anything, where if you pick the fruit, the branch remains and it brings forth another fruit on the following year. That the picking of the fruit is not connected to the removal of the branch or the branch dying. You say Boreh Pil Ha'etz on that type of an item. And Ha'adama, you say Ha'adama on anything that when you pick it, a new fruit doesn't grow from that spot. The branch doesn't remain from year to year and grow more fruits or another edible item. But rather, once you pick the fruit, it's done from that branch. And this becomes halachically, if you think about it, why do we say Boreh Pil Ha'adama on a banana? Grows on a huge tree that's all the way up on the air. It's in Ha'etz. But the answer is, the mitziut, the reality is, when you pick a banana, a fruit doesn't grow back from that same branch. The banana doesn't grow another year on that same spot. The branch dies, and a banana has to come from a new branch. So we say, Boreh Peri Ha'adama on a banana. The Mishnah says, Berach al perot ha'ilan, Boreh Peri Ha'adama yatsa. If somebody said, Boreh Peri Ha'adama, when they were supposed to say Boreh Peri Ha'etz on a fruit, they were Yotzei Dehova. They fulfilled their obligation even though they said the wrong beracha because trees are from the ground as well. They said Boreh Peri Ha'adama by mistake. And technically, a tree is from the ground. So when they said Boreh Peri Ha'adama, who creates the fruits of the ground, a person didn't lie. A person technically told the truth. So the Mishnah says they fulfilled their obligation. But the inverse. Ve'al perot ha'aretz, boreh peri ha'etz lo yatza. But if they said a beracha of boreh peri ha'etz in the place of boreh peri ha'adama, when they were supposed to say boreh peri ha'adama, they were not yitzei dechova. They did not fulfill their obligation because it's not true. When I'm supposed to say that something grew from the ground, boreh peri ha'adama, but I'm saying grew from a tree, I'm technically not telling the truth. It didn't come from a tree. So when I said Boreh Peri Ha'etz on that item, it's not true. And therefore, a person did not fulfill his obligation of saying that beracha properly. The Mishnah finishes off by saying, Ve'al kulam imaman shehakol nihya bidvaro yatsa. And on everything, on all foods, if a person said shehakol nihya bidvaro, through whose words everything came into being, he fulfilled his obligation. So if you said a shehakol on bread or fruits or wine, whatever it may be, after the fact, if you said that by mistake, someone fulfilled their obligation, but the Bartenura points out, this becomes a halakha common question, and I see this mistake often. People think, if I don't know the beracha, I can just say shehakol on it. Bartenura points out, specifically against this point, he says, Umihu lekat tehila, en leechol shum peri im eno yodea tehila, a person should not say, or should not eat any fruit or any item if he doesn't know the right beracha. So it's not if I don't know the beracha, I'm just going to say shehakol. No, do the research, call up a rabbi, try and figure out what the right beracha is. Shehakol does not work in that scenario. Masechet Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to discuss the beracha of shehakol. As we finished off in the previous Mishnah, we said that b'de'avad, after the fact, if somebody mistakenly said shehakol on any food item, they fulfill their obligation. So we're going to get a little bit more into shehakol right now. Shehakol at its base means shehakol nihiya bidvaro, blessing Hashem, thanking Hashem, through whose word everything came to be. Beracha that goes on everything. Mishnah says, al davar she'en gidulo min ha'aretz, on something that does not grow from the ground, Omer Shehakol. One says Shehakol. Going on really all different types of foods that don't fit a certain category. They're not fruits, they're not vegetables, they're not bread, they're not wine. And everything else, we say Shehakol. Ala Hometz ve'al hanovlot ve'al hagovai, Omer Shehakol. On Hometz, on vinegar that's drinkable. Ve'al hagovai. Govai ve'al hanovlot. Novlot are unripe fruits that fell off the tree prematurely. Ve'al ha'govai, govai are locusts, kosher locusts, which we have a tradition for. Many Yemenite Jews actually still have a tradition of what type of locusts are kosher, and they consume them, they eat them nowadays. Some Sfaradi communities as well will eat locusts, but the Ashkenazim do not have any mesorah. They don't have a tradition to which locusts are kosher or not. Therefore, they refrain from eating all forms of locusts. So on all those types of items, vinegar, unripe fruits, or locusts, Omer Shehakol. They say Shehakol. Ale halav, ala gevinav, ala betzim, Omer Shehakol. On milk, on cheese, and on eggs, we say Shehakol as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shehu min kelala, en mevarchin alav. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I disagree in terms of the novlot and the govai, in terms of the unripe fruits, and on the locust. He calls them, they're min kelala. They're cursed foods, cursed items. Why are they cursed? A fruit that falls off a tree prematurely is a curse. It's something that isn't getting to its maximum potential of how I'm supposed to eat it. Therefore, it's cursed. And locusts are also kelala. Arbe go and they eat crops. They destroy crops. And therefore, they create famine. So it's kelala also. So he would say to Yehuda, you're not allowed to say a beracha on these items. Just to point out also, the commentaries struggle with why the Mishnah needs to say al halav, ala gevinav, ala betzim, on these different items, on milk, on cheese, on eggs, one says shehakol. What's the chidush? They would be included on all other items that don't grow from the ground. And the Melechet Shelomon, Tiferet Yisrael, do point out that many girsaot, many versions of the Mishnah, don't include these three words because there would be no reason to point them out, as opposed to pointing out the novlot and the govai, the locust and the unripe fruits and the locust. Those would need to be pointed out because you do have Rabbi Yehuda who's going to come argue on those later. So the Mishtana Kama had to point out that we do say Shehakol on those foods to oppose Rabbi Yehuda's ruling that we don't say any beracha on those.